ShopLive.com.
That an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. They always talk about walking, and walking is a big deal, of course. A lot of people, that's the first thing their doctor tells them. So you want to walk your way to a longer life, a new study says. They're saying that, of course, grandmother, I say granny, of course, that's what we called her, was right all along. If you want to live longer and a healthier life, be sure to exercise. New study by researchers at the U.S. National Cancer Institute found that staying physically active after the age of 40 seems to increase your lifespan between 2 and 7 years. And the more exercise, the longer your life expectancy, regardless of your weight. There is dose-response relationship between physical activity and life expectancy, says investigator Stephen Moore from the National Cancer Institute as well. Says if you don't currently do any physical activity, doing just a few minutes of physical activity a day can result in noticeable increases in life expectancy. Exercise may extend life by helping to prevent often fatal diseases, Moore said, adding to the other studies that link physical activity to a lower risk for heart disease and several cancers. The bottom line is, he said, some physical activity is good, but more is better. For the study, published online November 6th in the Journal of PLOS Medicine, Moore and his colleagues pulled data from 6 previously published studies that included more than 600,000 people. Using this data, the researchers were able to calculate the years of life gained after age 40 from various levels of physical activity. The researchers found that a small increase in physical activity, such as a brisk walk for about 75 minutes a week, added 1.8 years of life. That's a 19% decrease in the risk of dying compared to those who don't do any exercise. So for those who walked about 300 minutes a week, which is the amount of physical activity recommended by the U.S. government, the gain in life was 3.4 years. So more vigorous activity, such as walking up to 450 minutes a week, added 4 years of life. Not bad. You start walking, you gain some life. Not a big deal. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. So the biggest increase in life expectancy was 7 years for those of normal weight and who exercised at the levels recommended by the U.S. government. Dr. David Katz, who's the director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center, called the new research a study of profound importance with a message both compelling and clear. Exercise can add years to your life. So although the study was observational, meaning that the limitations that could influence the findings, its size and careful control for important variables were looked at, and of course, tobacco and alcohol use made the conclusions very reliable. He said, we see yet again that this large and truly dramatic report that exercise is the best medicine we have, he said. The greatest increase in life expectancy, more than 7 years, was seen in people who both routinely were active and had a body mass index, that's a ratio of weight to height, in the recommended range. Study reaffirms the importance of weight control as well. So as we look into lifestyle-based medicine and look at the lifestyle-based model, we're learning more and more how important that this entire protocol is. And we're learning how really powerful it is to make these small changes and yield these incredible results. So it's up to you to make the changes and to make the difference for your entire life. Because you can. You can thrive. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And literally, these are things that a lot of times people don't really want to do. You kind of got to push yourself along and make yourself get moving. But listen, at the end of the day, it's your health. And if you have family members, you have grandkids, you have kids, don't you want to change? I mean, don't you want to be better? To be able to go out and play with your kids in your 50s and be able to run around and your knees not hurt, hip hurts, back all stoved up, and have arthritis and all these other ailments? I mean, don't you really want that for yourself and your family? I do. I want that for you. So get your butt moving, as we say. It's time to get moving. Your body really was designed to move. And learning what that means, taking your health to the next level, is really what it's all about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Or go online, check out the website, healthcoachradio.com. You can check us out there on the web. All right, let's kick it off and go with Selma. Hi, Selma.
I seem to struggle with having an upset stomach sometimes in the morning. I even had this when I was a kid sometimes. And I think my dad would give me like a Nexium or something. But it would go away. It just depends. Because my stomach is so kind of feverish in the morning, not every morning, but frequently, I am not able to actually eat a good breakfast, which I know is really important. I just feel like I can't stomach it.
Hmm. You know, it could be a couple of things that you're dealing with. You know, there could be the bacteria, the flora in your bacteria, rather, could not be really where it needs to be, and that'd be something that you could look at. And that's probiotics, simply fermented foods, vegetables, fermented dairy, like yogurt, kefir, all of those can be really helpful. You get that kind of nauseated feeling, typically that's what's going on. So you might want to take a simple look at that to make sure that it's where it needs to be. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, when you've got kind of that queasiness no matter what you eat or if you don't eat certain things, yeah, that typically can be an issue. And you want to just take a look at it. Now, the other thing, too, is if it's not a bacterial issue within the digestive tract, and of course not fungal or not candida, with would be yeast at some level, it might be potentially it could be H. pylori as well, but the doctors can run tests, they can do stool samples and that sort of thing that can really get in there and figure out exactly what's going on. So that might be something that you want to look at, because at the end of the day you want to be able to get things balanced. And your diet and what you eat is helpful, and it's probably really your greatest foundation. But at the same time, you want to make sure you got everything balanced. And that's really the key. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com, and we'll be glad to take your emails, make it part of the show. Whatever you prefer, we can do it. I'm here to take care of you. Help you go to the next level. Rebecca in Huntsville, Alabama, sent an email in. I'm in marathon training for over a year. I'm just a couple of weeks away, and now when I run and get a sharp pain from my ankle up my leg, that happens after I've been running for about 20 minutes or so, what can cause this? Well, congrats on the marathon. I know you're going to do great. That's exciting. Happy for you. Typically, when you get a little pain running up the leg or down the leg, it could be sciatica coming from the lower back, or it also could be an issue with the anterior tibialis muscle. It could be some form of compartment syndrome. The nerves could be affected as well within that. So you might want to go see a chiropractic physician or even a physical therapist. Either one could be really helpful in this case. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Dealing with, no matter what your health challenge is, know this, if the body can get sick, it can always get well. You can change, but you don't have to be stuck where you are. So if you're dealing with something like cancer or diabetes or heart disease or anxiety or depression, whatever it might be, know that there's hope. You don't have to be stuck. It's literally learning what it takes to make new changes in your life. I mean, at the end of the day, our choices determine our health more than just about anything. Studies have shown that, and researchers have shown that. So our lifestyle matters. And if you haven't had the best one over a long period of time, it's okay. You can change. You know, life can change for you. But you have to be willing to make those changes. And that's the tough part. It is. No doubt about it. It's the part that people struggle with more than just about anything. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go on the web. Check us out, healthcoachradio.com. Let's go to Janet now. Hi, Janet.
I'm planning on getting the bypass surgery because I don't want to be diabetic anymore. And hopefully that will stop me from being diabetic. And how you stop being diabetic.
Oh my gosh, stop right there. Hold on. Now, getting the surgery, the bypass surgery, to make you stop being a diabetic. Okay, that's what I want to talk about. You keep saying that you're a diabetic, you're a diabetic, you're a diabetic. And, you know, you're Janet. Okay? So, it's not Janet the diabetic. That's like, it's almost like people that just say, yeah, that's, you know, in medicine, it's room number 21. You know, it's not Mr. Jones, the human, it is just the way they have to reference things. But, you know, don't put labels on yourself. You're just Janet. You may have some blood sugar related issues that you're dealing with. Well, that's okay. Everybody has their own challenges that they have to face. But it's, what are you doing to make a difference? And it's going to have surgery to come out. I don't know that that's the wisest thing that you could do. I mean, and I'm not telling you what to do. This is my own opinion, okay? If I were in your shoes. And just realize that you know, a surgery did not get you into this. Poor habits got you into this for a long period of time. That's okay. Because the good news is, my gosh, if it was all genetic and it was just flat out handed down from grandma and grandpa to you, and then you couldn't do anything about it, I mean, what a mess that would be. So the reality is that it's been handed down to you in the form of poor choices, and now you have a chance to make better choices. That's the good news. So the surgery does help because in some regards. But the mindset, hopefully they made you do counseling before it. Now they typically do. Because if your choices are not different, if your mindset is not right, then most people that have the surgery go right back into the same spot, believe it or not. You know, after they've had the surgery. And so if you don't conquer and tackle the habits and the tendencies that you had going into this, then, you know, typically, you know, once you come out of it, you'll have the same tendencies. And that's what I don't want to see for you. So it comes down to your choices, comes down to your eating habits every single day, dealing with diabetes. I mean, that's pretty normal. So you got to make sure that those habits change. You know, one of the big pieces with diabetes is, you know, making sure that you eat equal amounts of lean quality proteins, your low glycemic carbohydrates, so you're not eating a lot of processed carbohydrates, breads and pastas, cereals, crackers, potatoes, rice, those kind of things. You don't want your blood sugar levels going up. Fruit juices, oh, what a nightmare. Big mess. So you start eating all those kind of foods, and then, of course, blood sugar starts going all over the place, and then you're not really in a good spot. You know, you're not where you need to be. So a big piece of it with what you're doing now, as far as dealing with diabetes and that sort of thing, is with the weight management. Hopefully you've got a good personal trainer. You've got someone that is willing to work with you because, yeah, you can get the surgery and weight will come down. But don't you want to go after this yourself and not go after the quick fix? Because you can really start exercising a lot more. You could eat well and have a good coach and someone to walk with you through that. And you could really tackle this. I've seen many people do that. They come to the point where they're going to have the surgery and then, you know, they made a decision that they wanted to go after it themselves. And, you know, many times you can do well with that. But you have to make that decision. You got to want to get well. That's the key. It all comes down to you. And that's my hope for you. It really is. And I know you're scheduled to have it, so I just would take some time, pray about it, and make sure it's the right decision for you. One thing about surgery, you can always have it done. Once you've had it done, it's done. So just chew on that, pray on that for sure. Okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, check us out, healthcoachradio.com as well. Facebook and Twitter, you can jump in there as well. Robert Frost comes in with our quote for the day. He says, by working faithfully 8 hours a day, you may eventually get to be boss and work 12 hours a day. You got to think about that for just a minute. If you're a business owner, that's actually pretty hilarious. And then imagine if you be the boss, or what if you own the old company? And 12 hours isn't even enough, typically. Pretty amazing. An aging face, they're saying, can reflect an unhealthy heart. You ever think about that? You see someone's face that ages rapidly? Well, they're saying now in a new study that it could be a telltale sign of aging. This new study gives one more reason to worry. Facial aging might point to worsening cardiovascular health. A new Danish study found that people who had three or four signs of aging, fatty deposits around the eyelids, receding hairlines, baldness, increased earlobes, were 39% more likely to develop heart disease and 57% more likely to have a heart attack over 35 years of follow-up compared to people of similar age who looked younger. So looking for your old age or your age as a marker for poor cardiovascular health, said lead author Dr. Ann Hansen, who's professor of clinical biochemistry, said that patients, the way they look for their age, who look old for their age, could be premature and also could be leading toward heart disease. So to find out, the team looked at these signs. They tracked about 3,400 participants over 35 years. And they did find some interesting findings. So for example, if you're a 70 to 79-year-old male and you have three to four of these aging signs, you could have a 10-year or 40% risk of developing ischemic heart disease. So interesting findings when it comes down to aging in the heart and what we show on our outside. New findings. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com. Mini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Regardless of what you struggle with, just know we're here to help. Take you from where you are to where you need to be. If you're looking for wellness providers in your area, just know that, of course, we have those. And our network and our team is growing every single day. So wherever you are, just check out the website and go to GetWellRadio.com. Check out the website there, the providers. You can find that information there. Talk to our team members. Regardless, we'll help you get the help that you need. Let's go to James now. Hi, James.
Wanted to get some information about vitamins for men 50 and older.
50 and older. Still going to say the same thing. You know, they've done a lot of recent studies, especially with multivitamins. Of course, we've always known that multivitamins are good. But they've done some studies to find out that really the multivitamins are extremely beneficial now. They've got strong cancer prevention risk up to about 65%. I mean, that's pretty staggering. I forgot to saw the study the other day. But, you know, for the most part, I think there are four things that are very important. That's a good whole food multivitamin. They give you a little bit of everything you need. Cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. Yeah, probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract, and then some form of digestive enzyme, because we really don't get enough in our food supplies. Our soil is so depleted of enzymes that we're just not getting enough, and so it is helpful to to use digestive enzymes on a semi-regular basis, at least. But the bottles will tell you the dosages, whatever you brand you get. But talk to your doctor. They'll tell you the same thing. I think most folks are agreeing with those now, that they're healthy and pretty much things the average person would, that is not getting in their normal diet. So it's always a good thing to consider. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now, or, of course, you can send me an email. Just go to the website, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. If you want me to answer in private, I'll be glad to do that as well. Now, here's the deal. I always talk about our food for the day, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But one of the things that I find really interesting, that, you know, getting into the winter months, they're saying that it can increase a lot of heart-related deaths. And it depends on the area of the country you're in, that sort of thing. But heart-related deaths increase across the U.S. in the wintertime, even in areas with warmer climates, a new study found. Now, they said in between 2005 and 2008, in seven locations with different climates. So they're looking at Arizona, Georgia, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Texas, Washington, and L.A. So in all seven areas, the total number of deaths and heart attack or heart-related deaths caused by heart attack, heart failure, cardiovascular disease, and stroke averaged about 26% to 36% higher in the wintertime than the summer. The seasonal patterns of total and heart-related deaths were similar in these seven different climate areas, according to the researchers at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles. The study was to be presented recently at the American Heart Association annual meeting in L.A., but the researchers didn't look at the specific reasons why heart-related deaths rise so frequently in the winter. Maybe the colder weather increases blood vessel constriction. Of course, they were looking at the physiology behind it. I tend to think it has to do more with the emotional component that affects the body as well. So Dr. Brian Schwartz, who is a cardiology fellow at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, said, in addition, people don't generally live as healthy in the winter as they do in the summer. They start to eat different foods, and they don't exercise as much. I'll buy that. That's a good thought. He says he added that people should be extra aware that maintaining healthy behaviors is important in the wintertime. Because this study was presented at a medical meeting, the data and conclusions should be viewed as preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. And though the researchers found the association between colder seasons and an increased risk in heart-related deaths, they did not prove a cause and effect link. It's true. I can see that. Well, you know, what's interesting too is that, you know, you got seasonal affective disorder. Things change when the sun's not out as much, you're colder, or it's colder outside, you're not getting out as much. It does. It affects vitamin D levels, can affect depression, anxiety. And, you know, when you affect those areas, even if you already had some predisposition within your heart or your cardiovascular system, you know, it can lead to some issues that probably don't want to lead to. So staying consistent with your routine, eating habits, of course, your exercise habits, all of that, very, very important in the overall scheme of things. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Gail. Hi, Gail.
I have high blood pressure, diabetes, and I'm about 90 pounds overweight.
So you need a game plan, sounds like to me. So if you're about 90 pounds overweight, you know, first thing, hopefully you get a physical with your doctor at some level so that they know what's going on and they can get a good read on what's happening with you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're okay to start a good routine. But then you've got to get someone to really get in there and work with you at a real high level and really push you. Because with what you have in 90 pounds, I mean, granted, that's a little bit of weight, but you can get it off. I mean, it's not unheard of. 100 pounds of weight loss is pretty, if you get a good team around you, very, very doable. Because it took time to put it on. It'll take a little time to take it off, but you'll do well. you do well. But the key is deciding that you want to get well, that you're not going to accept failure, that you're going to push, and then having a good team to create a good dietary plan to keep you consistent within your exercise and keep you accountable, and to make sure that you reduce stress levels and you're able to really push through. You know, that's the key. Got to be able to push and maintain that. Now, learning your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, that's a key too. But yeah, keep it simple and come down, you know, get the basics down, and you can really go to the next level. Okay, that's the real key. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Helen. Hi, Helen.
The issue I have is alkaline phosphatase, I believe, came back high with a, for the bone was 84, and liver 2 came back at close to 10, 9.9, and the range is up to 5.8. So my question is what's going on? I don't know if this is serious or not. And this protein is coming both from my bone and my liver, so it's not clear as to what's going on. It's neither one nor the other, but both.
Believe it or not, and you want to keep an eye on it, and I'm sure your physician will keep an eye on that. It is something you want to watch, but at the same time, it's been shown, and this sounds very simple, but it's been shown that your zinc levels, you could have low zinc levels, and when you have low zinc levels, it can potentially cause some of those factors that you're seeing right now. So that's a strong possibility. You might want to have your physician do that. And they can check. You can get a deficiency check for zinc. They have a zinc taste test, or you can get a blood test. There's several things you can look at for zinc. Hair analysis is good, too. And there's an offset of copper. So if there's a lot of copper in your water, or in your area of where you live, then it could cause zinc levels to go down. And that could be a major player. So you want to look at the two and figure out exactly what's going on. But that's an angle that you would want to look at and kind of stay ahead of. Okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Don't forget, our wellness providers, our healthcare providers, and professionals in your area, health and wellness experts that understand nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So you can check out the website, or you can just give our office number a call during the day, of course, and check it out there. But we've got team members that we're growing around the country, so let us know, and we'll let you know if we have someone in your area. Also, go online, getwellradio.com. You know, they're saying a lot now, which I think is really sad, but young adults are actually having high blood pressure, and it's getting missed a lot. Because who looks for it in younger people? You know, high blood pressure is kind of an older person's health challenge, really. And so they're finding now, the researchers examined, and they found that family doctors were less likely to diagnose high blood pressure than internal medicine doctors. And female doctors were more likely than males to diagnose the high blood pressure in young adults, according to the American Heart Association. Hypertension is a major risk factor for heart disease and stroke. About 29% of adults have high blood pressure, according to the American Heart Association. Although the condition is more common in older people, about 11% of men and 7% of women aged 20 to 34 have high blood pressure. So we know once it's diagnosed, it's easy to treat, but it's getting there. That's the tough part. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back. You just have to be willing to go to the next level. In this show, that's what our goal is, to help you do just that.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Talk about losing weight, feeling better, and getting down where you need to be. You know, obesity right now is at about 35%. Being overweight is around 65% of Americans. And so losing the pounds, honestly, can be one of the greatest things you could ever do to get your health back. But it takes discipline. But it takes the want to get well, the decision that no matter what you're going to do, no matter what it takes, you want to go to the next level with your health and with your life. And that's what we want to see you do here on the show. So if you want to lose some weight, want to lose those pounds, don't know how to do it, don't have the discipline, you call me right now. 888-283-7272. And we'll talk about it. Talk about how to go to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's kick it off right now. And we'll go with Ramona. Hi, Ramona.
I'm 50 years old, and I was calling regarding how to get rid of belly fat. I was told it was because your hormone levels are not correct, or even, should I say. And I was just wondering, is there anything, you know, I've heard about an all-natural hormone replacement. And by the way, I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome. Hormone replacement is, you know, it just depends on who you are. I mean, some people need it. I mean, they really do. That's why it's there. But the majority of people jump to it too quickly, and that's just my opinion. I think that with hormone replacement, once you get your body down to where you need to, diet and be strategic, you've got to be strategic in the way you eat. So really it's about strategic eating more than it is a diet. And once you get into a place where you can be eating the right kind of foods and the right consistency with the right amount of meals spread out in between, then you really can go to the next level. That's where it begins. And once you get to that place, then you can really see the changes. And I'll tell you, one of the things with the belly fat is cortisol. And cortisol is a stress hormone produced by the adrenal glands. And, of course, the more stressed out we are, the more your body produces it. And we know this. We know that it will start putting fat in certain areas, hips and thighs, waistline. In men, it goes more on the waistline. Women, it goes more on the hips. But if you start getting that bulge in the middle, usually it's cortisol. Now, it can be coming from drinking things like coffee. One cup of coffee causes cortisol to rise up to 7 hours after you drink the cup. Think about that. I mean, really? Is it worth it? Does it taste that good? I don't think so. So that's one of the culprits. And you do that over and over again. Plus, you eat a bunch of high-sugar, high-fat foods that are not nutrient dense, and then you got a big mess, big nightmare. That's what you don't want to do. So it's about coming up with a good solid game plan, and it's about really balancing the hormones. So a blood test can do that. With your cortisol levels and DHEA, it's always good to do a saliva test. It's a great way to do it because you can do multiple collections of the saliva and actually figure out exactly what's going on with the different systems and find out exactly what the curve is, where your cortisol levels are at certain points of the day, and then whoever your practitioner is, they can help you kind of get to that next level. But you know, you've got to get started with that on your own. Someone's got to kind of guide you through that process and find out what deficiencies you have. Your body may need to be cleansed. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you want to look at to really be able to go to that next level. And you can. You don't have to be stuck. You really can jump to that next level, but it's one of those things where you got to decide first that you want to get well. And what I mean by that is it's an attitude that you're going to push through, you're going to get up, you're going to exercise, you're going to eat well, you're going to prepare your meals, whatever it is, and that nothing's going to stop you, no one's going to stop you, that you really can be successful at it. But it's just about wanting to. It's about the want to. And it really comes down to the want to. So with burning the fat, it's not about taking fat burners. It's not about, you know, really some silver bullet. A lot of people think it is, but it's really not. It's not so much a silver bullet. It really comes down to you being strategic. So your meals, you remember, 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. So you've got about 5 meals coming in a day. That gives you a good steady amount of nutrients that can really help. And that's what you want. You want to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods that can help you transform your life and transform yourself and go to that next level. That's the key. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Let's go to Jason. Hi, Jason.
In reference to Benadryl, as far as sleeping, taking Benadryl in order to get rest. Anyway, and I was wondering if that was a health hazard.
Missed on that. So a health hazard with Benadryl? Not really. I mean, every now and then. Now, if it's every day, you wouldn't really. I mean, I personally wouldn't want to rely on anything that makes me go to sleep. I mean, when I hit my head hits the pillow after a day, I mean, you think about all I do during the day, and then radio. When my head hits the pillow, I'm done. I mean, lights out in like 30 seconds, I'm done. So I don't really understand the concept of not being able to sleep. However, I've talked with a lot of people that struggle with that. I can tell you the chemistry behind it. You know, typically you can work on acetylcholine levels, a brain chemical, or serotonin levels. I talk a lot about that in my book, and we can go into it in detail. If you want to shoot me an email and get one of my team members to talk with you about that as well. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's getting your neurotransmitters balanced, making sure cortisol levels are not too elevated in the evening. That's what can keep you from sleeping. So look at a couple of those options and do some research. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you
have. Well, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.